plane is a car, and 2 miles back of the plane. This planter first got there at number one. Given by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 8, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The whole Bhagavan is stopping between the Kirtan Mata and the disaster. The greatest sign is the Kirtan Mata and Maharaj Parikshit sings to the disaster. At the time of his death, he had only 7 days remaining. He had arrived, but only 7 days remaining. So, Maharaj Parikshit left his kingdom and sat down on the bank of the Ganges and fortunately he took a master at the bank. So there was this person and his name was on the second day. This 7 days this person he visited by the professional Bhagavad disciples in India. But that is not required. We have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam daily. Parikshit Maharaj had only 7 days left in his life. Therefore, he hurriedly finished the reading of Bhagavatam. But, of course, he had 7 days assured. We haven't got 7 minutes of cure. We can die at any rate. Anyway, the Yatananda Swami is Nityananda Bhagavata Sri. We should read Srimad Bhagavatam daily. Simply from Nityananda Bhagavata Sri. Nakshatrasya Bhagriti Nityananda Bhagavata Sri. We have no gift for reading and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. But the test will be futile if we even by form sit down and attend Bhagavatam. The test will be futile. How do we do it? So just like the person suffering from jaundice, if you remain sugar candy. This is very practical example. He said the person suffering from jaundice, he said it is bitter. But sugar candy is not bitter. And at the same time, for jaundice disease man, the sugar candy is the only medicine. If you give him sugar candy, water, sugar, churn, anything will be cured very soon. And papaya, this thing I recommend for jaundice person. Similarly, the discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam may not be liked by me in the beginning. But if he is here, the child does not want to go to school, but if he forces him to go gradually, he will go at home. This is the problem. So, Sukadeva Goswami is sitting in Srimad Bhagavatam, and he is disciple Maharaj Parikshit. At the end, this is the sixth chapter, sixth canto. But a 12th canto is of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is sixth canto. And at the end of the sixth canto, the Parikshit Maharaj has informed about the various planets, the universe. There are different kinds of planets. Jasya prabhava prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jasya prabhava prabhavato jagadanda koti. Koti se and the people coming from Cuba, Maharaj had described the two of them very many thousands and thousand times of suffering. The Parikshit Maharaj is a Vaishnav. Vaishnav means devotee. So he did not appreciate the suffering of the human beings in such a way. That is Vaishnav's nature. Vaishnav himself is very happy because he is in direct connection with Krishna. He personally has no comfort. Because Vaishnav is satisfied simply by serving Krishna. That's all. He doesn't want anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has to be seated there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanam na janam na sundanim sultana rajata jeeja kaala. Dhanam means twice. Janam means many followers. Our family members, big family, big factory. There are many businessmen, they are running on big factories, and thousands of men are watching at the US time. This is all popular. And to have great amount of money, very affectionate. Janam, janam. And another popular to have very nice wife, beautiful, obedient, very pleasing. But these are material matters. People generally aspire for these three things. Wife, many followers, and good wife at home. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, 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 I don't want money. And this is obvious. Everyone wants money. He says, no, I don't want money. Na dhanam, na janam. I don't want money, man, too, as my father. And the three of these, everyone wants. The politicians, the jewelry, the tiles, everyone wants. That may be hundreds of thousands of my thousands. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, I don't want. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, saitan, vajaradi, satane. Neither I want very nice, beautiful, young body. Then what do you want? Mama Janmani, Janmani, Sari, Bhavata, Bhakti, Vaiti. Life after life. Let me remain respectful servant of the Allah. This is my son. He doesn't want me. Why is one? If he becomes servant of Krishna, then what does he want? Suppose if he becomes servant of a very, very big man, then what is the question of your want? This is intelligent. Any servant of any big man, he is bigger than his master. Because he is giving, master is giving so many varieties of food. Master said little, and the balance is having. Where is one? There is no question of one. Just try to become servant of God, and all your necessities will be sufficiently to you. This is intelligent. This is a rich man's child. Does he want anything from father? No. He simply wants father, mother. The father and mother know what does he want, how he will have it. But he gives you the father and mother. Similarly, this is very good intelligence. Just to try to become the sincere servant of Krishna, and all your necessities of life will be sufficient. There is no question of asking. Therefore, intelligent devotees, they do not ask like the unintelligent devotees, go to the church and pray to God, give us our deliverance. We call servants, And he's not good yet, but then you have to ask from God? No. And God is giving bread to the 8 million other living entities. God, the Sarah, Terry, Frank, they're not going to be charged for asking bread. But they're not going to. If God is supplying everyone to go, why? He cannot supply you, he's supplying. So we should not go to God for taking some material benefit. That is not actual devotion. We shall go to God for begging how one can engage in his service. That should be devotion. Hare Krishna means, Hare means all the energy of God. And Krishna, oh Krishna, Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. This is Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It is simply praying. Oh my Lord, Krishna, oh Srimati Radharani, Krishna, Sanaji, kindly engage me in your service. Yes, sir. Hello, all this man. This is Vaishnava. So Vaishnava has no necessity. He knows that I am no necessity. My only business is to serve. So he is happy in all conditions. So Parikshit Maharaj is a Vaishnava. From his childhood, he is a Vaishnava. So he has no unhappiness. But when he has that so many sinful persons are going to be hell and they are suffering in this world, he will become satisfied. That is it. Paravikha Jukti. He is unhappy by seeing others come. He has personally no unhappiness. But he is Paravikha Jukti. It's like Pallad Maharaj, all the Vaishnava you see. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tatra Siddhit Siddha, Siddhit Siddha Rajya Lakshmi, Dad Nishtha Yagya Vatasa, Jagadada Randam, Maya Miram Deitaya, Sikaman Madhava, Vandri Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in a very highly respectable Brahman family. You are personally very, very beautiful. You mean those who know. And very learned scholar, at the age of 15 years, he dedicated a very learned scholar from Kashi. So, he was very influential. When he was 20 years old, the Kadi broke the Nibbana in Sanskrit. Studying in the Muslim tradition. And he started the civil disobedience movement. And he called for 1 lakh of men, 100,000 men, to join the Sankirtan and go to the Kali Hari. Immediately to have joined. Let's see how much influence I have. So far, material conditions. He had a very affectionate mother. He was the only son of mother, all brothers and sisters died. And his wife was very She was very happy life. But he left. He was so happy in his family life that even the demigods cannot accept such a thing. Kura means demigods. They have no such a thing. Sattva, that is Jiva. Why? Mayamrigangaitai, Sikamannabhava. He took this meantime just to show mercy to the fallen conditioned souls who are suffering in this material world. That was it. Yeah. Similarly, during the war times, just like in the war times, we are prime minister in the government, and about 200 people, that Purnam Masi Samandala Patitani, without food, to give us such exalted post and minister in the government. As a minister, he got his hand, he was a very big, big man. Mandalapati. Mandalapati means very, very big leader. Actually, big merchant, big businessman, big industrialist, a big politician, very easy. So, he gave up this company. Then I took it. What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm making all these men. Sattvati namasi samandala patitani. Then I took it. And what did he do? Buddha dhinarame sato karunaya kaupi na panthas. There is a botanic photo. You can see. How they have become men become. It's small and drawing cross. One, what a thought I did, that's fine. Nobody. So, why? Bhutya dhina dhamani sako karunaya. They wanted to show their mercy to the suffering to man. So in this way, they are about to change their life. That is bhakti. But now, partially, has no demand for life, no unhappiness. He is completely satisfied with it. But he is unhappy by seeing other conditions so suffering. This is like that. And many examples, Allah Maharaj also said the same thing. So here also, Parikshit Maharaj, he has so many things, but he is very much perplexed. That how this suffering man who are put into the heavy condition of life, not all, some of them. So he is asking, my dear son, we have explained so many things, they are very nice. Adhuna, just now, you have, in this kind of time, Mahabhava, only great consciousness, Mahabhava, Jathaiva Narakat Nara. Jathaiva, as an ass, from the hellish condition, Narakat, from the hell. Nara, the human being, Nana Ugra Jatam, that put into the hell means a seven, very serious type of thing. Nana Ugra Jatana Niyat, they become free. Suddenly, that's how come not. Now, leaving aside all of that topic, kindly let me know how these men can be delivered from the elite condition. This is his question. So, we may declare very foolishly that we are indigenous. That is the foolishness of the modern theory. They are not independent, several. Everyone is dependent. But because they are dependent and there are so many families awaiting them for their so-called independent life, they do not believe in the Messiah. This is the teachers are the modern people. They say big, big professor, big, big leader. No, there is no life after that. This is once you get and say. Then you have another question. Just like a child. A child thing. Nobody will remain a baby, nobody will remain a child, nobody will remain a boy. Next life is everything. send this to your office, and then after this body, another body is waiting, that is mad. And not only mad, if you cannot understand it, there is no difficulty in understanding. But the authority says, Krishna says, Tadadehantarapraati, as you have seen it, from this body to that body, this body to that body. Every moment, according to medical science, every moment you are changing it. That's the fact. But the changing is going so swiftly that we do not see how it is being changed. But if you come after some years, and that's why you are seeing some sooner, and if you come years after, his father says, he is the same size. Oh, he is like, oh, because he has changed mode. He said, he has become so big. So it is a fact that you are changing body. And Krishna says, this example, that as we are changing, even in this life, the body, similarly, we cannot change this one. The authority says, and we have practical examples here, why you should not believe in the Nitya? In the child can understand, but they are trying to avoid Nitya. That is what it is. If there are next life, and next life one is going to put into the hell and suffering is there, to dismiss the problem, they do not believe in it. Believe the other. But actually, this is the fact. If you live irresponsibly, then you have to go. So, not that all living entities are going to be held, but some of them. Because most of the living entities, they are less than the human being. Eight million 400,000. So 8 million, they are below the human standard. Human, then, I mean, Varadana, Lakhani, Pavla, Lakhani, 900,000 in the water, different types of forms, body, then insects, then plants, trees, then insects, then birds, then bees, then human beings. This is the reason. So, these 8 million different forms of bodies below the human being, they are not punished. Because they are energy. They are no intelligence. Then again, among the human beings, those who are intelligent, those who are acting according to the legitimate pattern, will not be acting. Suppose. Those who are avoiding the instruction of the Buddha will be put into the solution. So this question was raised by Krishna, as that we have already discussed. But he did not be silly, because he was not, he knows. And his disciple has to deal with time. So he has paranoia. Now he has to. This is the symptom of this. That he cannot see other such suffering. That's what he said. There's no Lord Buddha, there's not. For other suffering, agree to the teacher. But the followers are so unfaithful, we are taking us. They make trials, suffer for us, and let us go on thinking. Very different. They love trials so, as my dear trials, you suffer for our sinful activities, and let us go on with our sins.